Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Is that how you look at this series, Leafs Bruins? Is it a coin flip for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how anybody could say either team would be a prohibitive favorite. I think Tampa or Boston was going to be, long series, 6 or 7 games, maybe a game each way that gets, somebody gets stomped on, but extremely, extremely close. Rask has had moments where he's been amazing this year, and periods of time where he can't stop anything, and it kind of sounds like Freddie Anderson, right? So who's going to be better for the next 12 days? That takes care of the goal. That's the goal. Like, how do you know? Like, is this a good Rask or a good Anderson or the one that's not so good? And, we're going to find out pretty quick. I'm with Noodles. The series doesn't swing on his shoulders, but I think when we look back in 5 years, he'll be the best defenseman that played in this series. Like, not maybe in the series, we'll say at that time, Charlie McAvoy is the best of the 12 guys that played in this series. I think the kid's a stud. He is, plays big minutes, he's physical, he'll play power play and penalty kill, but he's a rookie, so yeah, he's a bit of a wild card too. The one thing I think where Toronto has an advantage is Boston had so many injuries for the last 6 weeks, and they had to run their guys really hard. So they could be a little worn down, and then you get the guys back that were hurt for so long, and who knows what they're going to be like. Like, does that take them a game or two to get into it? Do they ever get back into it? That's a really interesting point for me in this series.
Yep. So what do you think is the biggest X factor, Ray? Like, fill in the blank. Toronto wins this series if...
I'm going to say, because I think, not that one player will turn it, Zaitsev is the guy for me that has to be way better than he's been, and he can be. Like, I think he could be a difference maker. He's got to play 4 minutes a game, and he impacts a lot of the way that they match up, because they're going to have to deal with the Bergeron line. And if it's not always going to be Hainsey and Riley, lots of times it'll be Gardner and Zaitsev, or most of the time, and shutting that group down is critical for Toronto. So I'll look at Zaitsev and say he can be a difference maker in this series.
Yeah, I don't dispute that. I mean, we've been waiting for him to simply return to where he was a year ago, but I'm not even sure that's good enough. They need more than that. They need him to show growth, and that's a difficult task considering the game and the pace of the game and the emotion that comes with it will be escalating significantly come Thursday night. But he's got to factor in. And that top line in Boston, they're going to get theirs. At some point over a 7-game series, they're going to light this team up, the Leafs up. But you got to find a way to contain them, right? You have to. You got to outplay them, or at least keep them in check 4 times.
Well, and so we'll talk about Bergeron, and we'll talk about Marchand, and we kind of forget about Pasternak. That kid's a hell of a player. 30 goals again. So we can in the media probably sleep on him a bit, but that kid is a fantastic player. He's their Marner. He's their. He drives offense. Like, he is, that's why you can't, it's not going to be one guy or one pair that plays that line. They're going to need all of them. They're going to need, the top four against that group. That's such a significant piece of their team.
Ray, I was saying last hour, my biggest X factor was, I think, discipline or lack of it, and not just systematically. Boston has some guys that like to play in the gray area and want to drag you into a bit of a war. Not the fighting war, but just get you off your game. And I know the Leafs have a couple in Hyman and Komarov, but to me, I think Boston plays that style. With Marchand, he's a superstar, but he also tries to get underneath your skin. And if the Leafs can initiate and not retaliate, to me, I think they've given themselves a better opportunity to win this series over a seven-game haul because they don't get dragged in through the soup.
Well, I would try and poke Marchand in the nose as much as I could, and maybe you can piss him off just enough to take a stupid penalty or three, because he's going to be doing it to you. When they're, the one thing we see now is we see scrums, we see a little more energy or a lot more energy than the playoffs. So I'm with you. He's a guy that will he'll be bugging guys on Toronto a lot. Boston's more physical than Toronto. There'll be more of that. And if Toronto can keep their composure, maybe they can drop Boston into a couple, because those two, the two power plays are awesome. And discipline will play a major factor. At some point, somebody's going to take a bad one, and those power plays are too good.
I'm with you, though. At some point, I think you got to try to give it back to Marchand. You've got to do it in ways that are not going to lead you to sitting in the penalty box all night. But you can't play the role of Daniel Sedin the whole series. You can't let him punch you and jab at you and just turn your cheek. It's not going to work because he's not going
to
stop.
But to Ray's point, you do it first.
But that's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get after him too, and make sure you're, because he'll retaliate. You see him last night freaking out because he wasn't getting calls.
Yeah.
Like, he plays with emotion and he can't keep it in check.
I agree.
So
I agree.
try to poke at that bear as much as you can to the point where you completely get him off his game. And it may not work, but I think it's better than letting him dictate the pace all night.
Yeah, but you can't be what you're not. Like, when there's a scrum and Marchand punches William Nylander in the face, what do you think he's going to do?
Well, I would hope he punches back, but I don't know if he will.
Yeah, he's going to play the part of Daniel Sedin, because you are what you are. And that's not to mock Nylander. You guys constantly get into trouble in the playoffs trying to be what they're not. Like, don't be tougher than you are. Just play. Do what you do. Let that guy's going to do what he can to drive you crazy. Just make sure you don't take the retaliation penalty. But if you're worrying about, if you're Nylander and you're going to try and get something in to aggravate Marchand, then you're not doing what you do. Let Komarov do that. Let Hyman do that. Hyman pisses everybody off just by the way he plays. I don't even think he does anything out of the ordinary, but man, he's just annoying because he just never stops. So yeah, that's a guy that will draw penalties.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying step outside of your lane, but don't cower away, I guess. Don't get to a point where it's the Marchand show.
Where they know they've got you.
He knows he's got you, exactly. And I mean, you got to stay within your lane, and that's why when you think of X factors, there's so many on different sides of the ledger here. But I think a guy like Marner, who really underperformed last year, this will be a big test for him because he's been their best player coming down the stretch. He's put up massive numbers. He's got the ability to be a one-man show. You know, you mentioned Pasternak a couple of minutes ago. That Marner can do the same thing. But he's got to fight through it because he is not a guy who's going to go out there and cause big problems. But he can play with emotion. And I think that'll be intriguing to see the first couple of games, the rhythm that Mitch Marner finds.
Well, he's become so critical. I mean, he's not just one of the guys, right? He's not just, oh, yeah, and he's over on this line here. He plays, you're right, he plays with emotion. He gets frustrated. And it's hard not to. I really admire the guys that don't get frustrated. They just plug along shift to shift. I think that's one of the more admirable traits that Austin Matthews is or has. He never really seems like he gets super frustrated, and you know he must. You know he's got to. Like Marner, you can see it in his face. You can see it in his body language. And you know when there's something going on, somebody's going to take a poke at him because Boston's not dumb. They're like, that guy is not the same as the guy that played last year.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get on him. We got to don't let him breathe because it's amazing that the strides he's made in a year. Like, he is flat out dangerous almost any time he's out there. And so I think there's a lot of similarities between the teams. I I really think this is going to be an awesome series to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm not objective when it comes to the Maple Leafs, but I think if I were, I would look at this series and say it has the chance to be the most captivating and most entertaining. But there are some other good ones, too. I mean, we complain a lot of times about the playoff format, but Toronto-Boston-Philly-Pittsburgh is exactly why the NHL likes it. This is what they want.
Yeah, they're 100%. I mean, I'd prefer them going 1-8 and 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. But then you look at some of these matchups and you go, why would they change it? Like, why? Yeah. Well, you know, why? I mean, because I guess in the, you know, the way that the teams are all strung out, you're going to lose a couple of high point teams in the first two rounds. But that's, it'll never be perfect. It's the way it is. And there are some great series. I mean, I've got LA and Vegas with Chris Cuthbert. And I think that, can you imagine what it's going to be like in there on Wednesday?
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm in the minority. I think LA wins. I think LA is going to beat them. Now, I've been down on Vegas and for no reason, but I just feel like, okay, I've been waiting for the legs to fall off and waiting for things to go. But I've watched LA all season long, too. And I think they look a lot like they used to look as far as the legs and the excitement.
When they got Carter back, they
Carter
started,
helps. Yeah, there's a lot of depth there. Like,
well,
that's
the biggest problem, though, guys, for LA that they're going to have.
Speed.
And initially, I picked the LA, and I'm starting to dig into it a little bit. I switched my call. I'm going to go with Vegas. They're missing Muzzin and Forbert, Derek Forbert.
Yeah.
Muzzin. That's half of their top four. They're already going to have a problem with the speed of Vegas, and now they got to do it without two of their top four defensemen. I mean, Doughty can't play the whole time. Alex Martinez can't play the whole time. So then you get into Christian Folan and Oscar Fantenberg, and you know, like they're kind of piecing it together back there. And you know, I mean, you got a Stanley Cup winner in each net. I think it's going to be it'll be really close. The other thing about Vegas, they don't have any young guys. They got a lot of playoff experience. It's just not in Vegas.
Yeah, it's good. It's not what you would expect, right? Because it's such a unique story. All of them came from somewhere else. This time last year, they were on a different team.
And they won a division.
And they won the division, but they've got playoff experience. Like, for a team that's never been in the playoffs,
they've got a ton of playoff experience. You're right. The Flower, you just need the Flower from the wins and not the two playoffs where he was allergic to the puck.
Yeah, I'm with you, though, Noodles. I've waited for Vegas to fall apart for 5 months.
Yeah,
and then I keep saying, "Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll slow down." And really, the only way they've slowed down is because they've been as banged up as anybody out west, and they've got, you know, Riley Smith is back, and he's as good as anybody is at a full ice game on their team. He's had an awesome year on that line, and so he's back. They got a couple of their defensemen back, and so they're probably as healthy as they've been in a while. And so we'll see. I think it's going to be a madhouse. I'm really looking forward to it. And but they are a wild card because they just haven't been there before.
Yeah. Well, LA is literally a wild card team.
I would have done that series for free. Yeah. I should email NBC.
Nice gig you got there. how did you pull that one out of the hat?
Vegas to LA.
When I woke up this morning, and so there's an email and the production schedule's on it, and I'm like, man, I hope I'm on it. You know, like, I want to do games, but you never know what's going to happen. And I'm like, okay. And then I look and I'm like, oh, would you look at that? the series in green is the old Vegas LA shuttle. I can do that. 45-minute flights. Oh,
yeah.
Can't wait.
Incredible weather, great towns, couple of days off.
I had to say to Cammy, I was already packed, and I go, well, looks like I've got to change the stuff I'm packing.
Yeah.
Let me grab my bathing suit. Let me grab my flip-flops. And by the way, I got to jam in my golf shoes.
Yes, of course. You wouldn't want to go to L.A. and Vegas without that.
Well, I mean, it's just part of proper preparation.
That's right. Yeah. You know, you're a professional. This isn't your first rodeo.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And we'll get at it. And as we know, it's...
or we all think, I believe, it's the best time of the year. It's so good.
It really is. Yeah. No, in Toronto, we've been waiting for months. We've been waiting all year to get back to what we had last year. They only played 3 home games and 6 right. games overall, but it was such an incredible series with Washington, and it was something that people in Toronto had not experienced in quite some time, and now you're back, and it's Boston, and we all remember what happened 5 years ago, and it's a real opportunity at redemption. But yeah, Winnipeg in, and they're playing a rival in Minnesota, and it's gonna be great come Wednesday night. And
isn't it crazy though? Like in 1 year, last year everybody was so happy for the Leafs to get in, and now like that's not good enough.
No,
it's like they're a good team; they can win this.
Get
like,
going.
The expectation is just so different. And I don't know, I think it's amazing. 1 year and that's what's happened. I mean, well,
think about 2 years ago, Ray. They were the worst team in the league.
That seems 10 years ago.
Yeah, it does.
You know, when you said that, Brian, I honestly went, oh yeah. That was just 2 years ago.
30th.
Two years ago.
They were 31st in a 30-team league.
Yep. They were. I'm pretty sure Wilkes-Barre had more points.
They were so bad. And now look at them.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that'll never happen again.
It kind of feels like we're locked in for a lot of springs going forward.
I can't wait for it to get going.
Yeah. No, you're not alone. And let's be honest, people throughout the country, they're waiting for it too, just for a distraction, considering what happened on Friday night. And the three of us, we've been talking about it throughout the afternoon, and you know, this is one conversation where I can be included with you guys. I rode the buses. I mean, if you played hockey growing up, you're on a bus. And, I mean, just devastating on Friday night. And I can only imagine that you probably had the same reaction we all did.
Well, this is just so unlike anything that I can think of, that, you know, you make your own personal connection to it by just what you said. But just unfathomable that it happened. And we've all been, you know, like out west in particular, like, you know, like we were on that bus forever. Yeah. And never when I got on it, I can't remember thinking that I was unsafe. You got on it, you were happy, you were with your buddies, then you complained about how long the trip was, then you started playing cards and you fell asleep and you watched a movie, and like, it was like a rolling home. And then for this to happen, to me was just like I'm sure we all felt sick to our stomachs. And then whenever there's been something terrible that's happened, you know, there always seems to be a way forward that things could be different. You know, in the States there's been these horrible mass shootings, and we like, well, maybe it's a gun control, maybe it's mental health, but there's a way to think about what could be better. How could this, what could be better? Like, what could you do? Nothing makes any sense for these kids that died, the coaches and the bus driver and the video guy and the, you know, and their families and the brothers and the girlfriends and the families. Like I'm sick to my stomach thinking of it. My son does this. He's in the American League. Landon's on the bus all the time. Mm-hmm. He was on the bus all through in Red Deer and in Everett when he played in the Western League. And to me, it's like, I can't make sense of it. What if one of the kids was 2 minutes late and they, you know, and they had to wait for him? Yeah. Like that happens all the time. Like what if they made a pit stop because somebody had to go to the bathroom? Like, None of it makes any sense. I just feel so bad. I feel so sad for these families. These kids never even got a chance at life.
No.
It stinks. It just, terrible.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's, you know, we brought this up that, like, the CHL Junior playoffs are ongoing. The next night, there were buses back on the highway all throughout the country.
Yep.
You know, it's not going to stop. Yep. It can't stop because, to your point, this is what has to happen. You have to get on the bus. You got to get on the bus, and I couldn't imagine getting on a bus as a player the next day, regardless of where it was around the country. Imagine getting on the bus and being like, "Okay, we're driving up to the Sioux. Yeah. Like, let's go." I couldn't even imagine what that would be like the next day.
we were watching last night, and like just watching like these people trying to put one foot in front of another, like the whole town. I grew up in Trail. We'd play a playoff game, and there's 3,000 people in the building. There's only 7,000 people in the town.
Yeah,
like it was everything. It was just beyond comprehensible. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say after a while, other than to just somehow pray that these families find a way forward, that their families can, I don't know, live to learn around this incredible hole in their lives that is just, that you never even think of.
Yep. That shows up one day and never leaves.
Yeah.
And that's what happened on Friday. When are you off to Vegas? Are you flying out tomorrow?
I got to come, as usual, because there's no use just flying from here to Vegas. I got to do the preview show tomorrow. So I'm coming to Toronto.
Oh.
to go to Vegas.
The Quizmaster will be so excited about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting detour.
Yes, and by the way, speaking of the Quizmaster,
he's called you 13
times today.
Yeah.
He's emailed me 4 times as we've been on the phone. So I finally had to send him a note on radio. Just call me at 6:30 tomorrow morning. I don't even know what he wants, but just call me at 6:30 tomorrow.
He'll figure it out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Noodles knows. O knows. There'll be 7 more emails before that happens.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not annoying at all, though.
No, you're right. I'm hoping there's 4 more here by the time we're finished.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see you in Toronto tomorrow, then.
I will be there. Hey, maybe I'll pop in.
Well, that would be nice. Door's always open, buddy.
Ray, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If you got bit by a dog, would you go to the vet to see if you had rabies?
How bad did I get bit?
I don't know. Pretty bad.
Yeah, I would.
Thank you. Wait a vet or a doctor?
Yeah, you realize he said the vet. Like, you would go to a vet or would you go to a doctor?
Oh, I'd go to the doctor right after I kicked the dog.
So you don't think going to a vet would be a smart idea just for him to tell you might have rabies or not?
Well, why would you go twice? Just go to the doctor. He'll give you the needle.
The series of needles.
But my question is, if somebody went to the vet as a human, would you think they're stupid?
Well, if your car has a flat tire, would you go to the bagel shop?
But the vet would know about the bite.
Well, he'd say, oh, you got bit by a dog. Go see a doctor. He'll give you a tetanus shot.
Say, be a good boy and walk down to the hospital.
We were joking, like, come here, boy. Sit up here. Like,
guy treats all like a dog.
So, did he have you sitting on the table had your tongue out and you were panting like?
No, I actually
dog,
didn't.
You're panting. You need a tetanus shot.
Well, yeah. Then Brian took it to the next level and said I would have got a dog bone and I could piss on the floor
up.
And the whole nine yards.
Would have. Basically, it was a
where's your
side
owner
show.
So we can tell him what's wrong with you? Yeah, exactly.
I do an Odell Beckham Jr. in the corner and just piss on the side of the wall.
Well, then if you get like that, I'd go see the vet too.
Yeah,
then true. You got real problems.
Yeah. If you're morphing into a dog, I guess.
Like Teen Wolf's dad.
Go for it. Anyway. All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Ray in Toronto tomorrow night, and then off to Vegas on Wednesday morning.
I'm sure he's ecstatic about that. Not a bad travel schedule.
Vancouver to Toronto to Vegas. That is a great series. Vegas, L.A. Imagine covering that.
Imagine the Scribes, how hungover they're going to be in that series. Oh, my God.
They'll be looking for the Wi-Fi in the Spearmint Rhino writing their... Their post game.
Their pre and post.
Exactly.
Vegas to L.A., back to Vegas, back to L.A.
You could get a car and drive.
But here's the thing. Yeah, it's about 4.5, but who from TSN is going to grease their way on there? You think it's LeBron?
I don't think we'll send anybody.
I wouldn't be shocked if LeBron greased his way in there. He always goes out west for the playoffs.
That was ESPN. He's with the Athletic now. I don't know if Pierre will
think
end
he'll
up
be talking
there.
To Myrtle. Be like, I better be tracking that
I
one.
I don't know. We'll see. Someone will find a way to get out there that shouldn't be out there.
Exactly.
You know it.
Maybe it's us.